KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The following story contains details of violence against the elderly and may be triggering to some listeners. A community in Pietermaritzburg says they're still shaken by the murder of an elderly woman, allegedly by her own grandson. 2 weeks ago, the 81-year-old was allegedly strangled to death at her home in Imbali. An 18-year-old suspect, believed to be his grandson, is appearing in the local court today for bail, facing a charge of murder. NewsWatch spoke to the victim's neighbour, Nompumelelo Madiba.
When we heard loud screams, we rushed to the scene to find out what transpired, and the state we found the granny in was appalling. Then we phoned the police. But when the suspect was interrogated about the situation, the different versions of his story sparked suspicions in everyone. He did not even call the police to the scene on time. He just ran away, and he was found by his brother hiding in the vicinity of Itindini.
Three suspected hijackers have been killed in a shootout with police in Marion Hill, west of Durban. Police say they allegedly hijacked a vehicle loaded with home appliances on Tuesday. KZN SAPS spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda says they traced the vehicle to Klavata Hostel last night.
When police approached the area, they spotted the identified buggy and signaled for the driver to stop. However, the driver chose to ignore police instruction and sped off, and police gave chase. During the high-speed vehicle chase, the suspect started firing shots at the police and a shootout ensued. The suspect's vehicle came to a standstill at the corner of Henry Pennington and Ndwandwe Streets in Klaarwater, Marian Hill.
No police officers were injured. And KZN Premier Tami Ntuli says government should tackle poor socioeconomic issues, which he believes are the root causes of crime. He made reference to the latest World Bank report on crime in South Africa. The report reveals there's an urgent need to address high crime to reduce its adverse effect on the economy and society. Ntuli was speaking during yesterday's Provincial Council Against Crime sitting in Mayville.
The report also points out that high crime rates tend to undermine the country's economic growth, with the estimated cost being at least 10% of the GDP every year. High rates of crime damage the economy and contribute to the misallocation of resources through stolen property, protection costs, and missed economic opportunities.
Your top story, a community in Pietermaritzburg says they're still shaken by the murder of an elderly woman, allegedly by her own grandson. The suspect's appearing for bail in the local court today. For NewsWatch and N4 Natarna Dessen, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.